USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. As the Russia-Ukraine war slowly grinds toward the one-year mark and with Western Allied defense ministers meeting in Munich today, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is pleading for Western allies to send his forces more tanks and better guns. However, two of the largest potential providers of any tanks, the U.S. and Germany, both refused to do it. NBC News correspondent Ralph Sanchez is in Kyiv.
Germany makes a very high-quality tank called the Leopard, and they are eager to send it to the Ukrainians. But because the tank is made in Germany, they need Germany's permission first, and that is not a step that Germany is prepared to take right now.
He adds that in the latest aid package, the U.S. is reportedly sending nearly 100 Stryker armored personnel carriers. Multiple Colorado police officers and paramedics are pleading not guilty in the killing of Elijah McClain. McClain died in police custody in 2019 after he was put in a chokehold and given ketamine while handcuffed. One Democratic lawmaker sitting in a key seat in the U.S. Senate has announced he will seek re-election, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine.
I'm a servant. I love Virginia. I got a whole lot more I want to do.
Kaine's candidacy gives Democrats a slightly better chance of holding on to a majority in the Senate after the next elections. Crowds gather in Washington, D.C. for the annual March for Life rally. It's an event dedicated to pushing pro-life causes in America. Republican House Majority Leader Steve Scalise speaks to celebrate the Supreme Court's decision last year to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Every step of the way, it's also critical that we celebrate victories along the way. And boy, did we get a huge victory just a few months ago.
At the same time, the former president of Planned Parenthood says pro-life advocates are forgetting that many of their Republican candidates lost during the midterm elections on precisely this issue. This is USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Survivors of the Sutherland Springs church shooting outside of San Antonio are pleading with the Department of Justice to end a long court battle over who's at fault.
It seems like your plan is to appeal and wait for others to die or to give up.
Gunny Massia survived the 2017 massacre, which ended with 26 people dead and nearly two dozen injured. At trial, the government was found partially responsible. President Biden hosting mayors at the White House on Friday.
It was a bipartisan group of mayors. During the event, one thing he talked about was policing.
Everything shouldn't be an extreme. So the way we train police officers is changing. And there's a lot of things you can look at to determine whether or not you can affect the safety of your city.
He noted that under his American Rescue Plan, $350 billion was made available to state and local governments to make communities safer. He added the answer is not to defund the police, but to provide more funding. I'm Dave Collins.
Realtors across the country foresee an increasingly buyer-friendly housing market in 2023.
The news site Axios surveyed more than 75 real estate experts across the USA and found that it's becoming a buyer's market. It says buyers are becoming pickier, not willing to overbid for a less-than-perfect house. It may also mean buyers can demand a bit more, like sellers paying most of the closing costs, property repairs, and price cuts. For sellers, it may mean more work to close deals and the end of bidding wars and multiple offers. I'm Rich Johnson.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Mr. Clean.
I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,